New York City. I'm sorry, I mean Jew Dork Titties. December 8th, 2018, I am doing the Gramercy Theater, and tickets go on pre-sale today. And because this episode is dropped late, it's going to be extended through Friday. Pre-sale tickets, use promo code JEANS just for you guys. Promo code JEANS. Go to Christina P. online now and get those tickets.
Wow. I don't think my I don't think my pre-sale is still going.
Oh.
I had a pre-sale going, but the on-sale starts Friday. This Friday, what is it? April 13th. April 13th, is that right? Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah, today is April 11th as we drop this episode.
This Friday, my I have new shows, Orlando and Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville?
Jacksonville and Orlando. I'm coming in November. If it's still on pre-sale, it's the word champ. I know that. You can try the links.
Champ, how dare you?
They picked it.
What?
They picked it. They assigned it.
That's terribly rude.
Go to TomSegura.com, hit the tour page, and if that pre-sale is still going, it's champ. If not, set your reminder that this Friday the 13th, 10 a.m. Eastern, Orlando Hard Rock Live, and the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, Florida. Those are both November 2nd and 3rd. They'll be on sale.
It's exciting.
I think I added another show in... Fuck. Where is it? Spokane? Maybe. I don't know. Almost everything's sold out. It's fucking bananas.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Brea still has tickets. And Breast Balls Beach, West Palm, Florida, has tickets. I think that's it.
That's the farting girl, right? She goes, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh.
Let me tell you about my other dates before we do stuff. Is that cool?
Of course.
April 29th, Man Friend Disco, Cobbs Comedy Club. There's just a handful of tickets left. That's one show only. So scoop those up now because they are going. May 4th, Huntington Beach at the Rec Room Comedy Club.
Babe.
What?
Jesus.
May 9th, Coxhard.
Oh my gosh.
She is. Oxnard Levity Live.
Oh and then, my gosh.
And then December 8th. New York titties as a Gramercy December 8th. I love her. It's so ridiculous. That
well, the
she's
best
like,
is that
oh
she
my God.
She rips the biggest fart in history, and then she's like,
"Oh my gosh."
That's
my favorite porno clip besides Jules. Yeah. You have two, and you have three, and you.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Honestly. It wasn't until, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you, or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Gene, what do you got for us? This is it, guys. Sorry it's late. I was traveling, shooting scenes, and I had to get back here in time for this. So
okay, your scenes.
Here it
Did
is.
Did you have two in you and three in you?
I had all kinds. I had so many scenes. Boy, girl, girl, boy, 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 girl, 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 boy.
Were you proud of yourself?
Super proud of myself. Here it is. Enjoy the episode. Did it up, up, bit up, up, skitty that, scat, 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 did it up, a deep up, 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 up.
You know, I was on the gram last week and
did you text that to me?
I did, and there is a woman
on
there.
Can you email it to me now so I can just pull it up?
Let me find it. Is terrible. There's a woman who got some kind of an award, like a Grammy nomination for scatting.
Not throwing her shit in someone's face, though, right? Scat play is when you play with poopy.
That's a different game.
Poo poo?
But it's probably the most annoying thing you've ever seen. I have to search through here. I don't know, Tommy.
It's really great. I mean, how you don't have this ready already is just beyond me. You know, this is what the show's about, babe.
What do you like best about listening to somebody scat?
I mean, it's just like, I just feel it in me.
Oh, here she is. Here she is.
Can you email it to me?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
What a fucking... It kind of feels to me like a racket. Like, come on. It's not really a talent.
To me, it feels like someone...
Just somebody beat me.
...is really hurting
me. I just emailed it.
Hurts my insides, hurts everything.
Well, it's not real. It's not singing, and it's not rapping. It's scatting, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, here, I skibidoo bop be da boop bop be. And she's like, I just feel it. I don't have to write it. How is that a talent? If you don't have to write it, and you don't have to really learn how to do it, we just did it.
Yeah.
Skibidoo bop be bop boop be dee be dee bop boop bop. Like, it's... oh, God. There she is. She's got... and it's on NPR.
Yeah.
Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Jasmia Horn. Scatting is more than a technique. It's a means to honor her ancestry and empower herself in the moment.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm a greater. The stage is mine. You ready to hear my favorite form of music that exists?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Think about a horn player.
Right.
I just become the horn player.
Yeah. It's called the kids do. It's called
scatting is improvisation, but it's very
it's called pretend time.
Instrumentalist, because
think about a horn.
Body is the instrument.
Yeah. I mean,
for me, it's important because my ancestors did it, and they had a reason behind doing what they did. Because
they didn't have horns.
They couldn't afford cool shit. Yeah, I know.
Oh boy. Oh, come on. That goes like a fuck. Jesus.
Well, it's on Instagram.
When I'm scatting, okay. I don't think about a horn player.
Yeah. Did I just scat?
You scatting. You got the Grammy nom.
Because I don't know if I could do that with a horn. I think if you gave me a horn and you told me to imitate the horn, I'd be like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, if somebody gave you a horn.
And I would try and go.
Right. Because that's a talent is what
I can go. I'm a horn. My ancestors didn't have horns. And even though I could go get one now, I want to be like them. You know what my ancestors didn't have either? Running water.
Yeah, toilets.
Yeah, they didn't have electricity.
Sanitation. We got to do stuff the old way.
Roofs. None of it.
Beds. But yeah. That's the old way. You gotta preserve the cool stuff, right?
That's the worst, is when someone's like, but people used to do this.
Yeah, so
yeah.
What?
Yeah, they didn't have what you have now. That's why they did that.
I like it. She's like, yeah, I don't need the horn. I am the horn.
No, you're not.
But you're not the horn.
No, you're not.
And honestly, I don't even like the way, like, when the horn plays just by itself. I don't like that shit either. Like, I like jazz.
Yeah.
But even when I hear a lot of, I'm like, oh, my God, my head's going to explode.
One of my friends likes, like, the free-flowing.
Oh, my God.
Jazz sessions. And
like, yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That makes me crazy.
Gives me anxiety.
And especially when, I don't know how you watch that. You're like, man, that's good. Because he's one of those guys like, oh, yeah, he really loses himself in it. And I'm like, yeah, he lost me, too.
Yeah.
So I guess mission accomplished, man.
God damn.
God.
I mean, I know there's talent. There's clearly a lot of skill involved in doing that stuff. But for me, it just gives me anxiety listening to it.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Oh, good night.
Let's do a proper show open.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing here?
Let me do the horns for you. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. You want to do you want to do your mom's house horns? Why don't you do all the instruments?
Yeah.
Welcome to your mom's house. That was really good.
Thank you.
Jesus.
My ancestors taught me.
Yeah. Here we go. Here you go.
Blow me up top.
Blow me up top.
Re-explain to me why I could eat pork.
You can eat pork if you eat pussy and suck dicks. You might as well eat 10 motherfucking pigs. Because the Bible speaks of consuming human flesh as much as it speaks of eating pork.
Hmm.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow.
It's
like we're instruments.
I'm not playing the horn. I am the horn.
I was the guitar right there. Bam, bam, bam. The thing is, my my ancestors, they couldn't play guitar. And neither can I.
I'm just carrying on the great tradition
of having no musical talent in my bloodline. Yeah.
That's just
bam, 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 ding,
so silly.
Ba-dang, boom, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. It's good stuff.
That truly is. It truly is one music form I just don't get.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
God, who can listen to that shit like it's real?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to talk about, Gene.
Yeah, so the Christians are some of them are against putting their mouths on penises, right?
Yeah.
Vagines and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them. I think if you're like, what is it? Is evangelical and like old school Baptist, they really read the Bible literally, and then they,
yeah.
You know what really will change your opinion on, I think, religion?
Being a grown up.
Being a grown up.
Being an adult.
Any photo from space.
Right.
You know?
Right,
when you,
right,
when you look
like,
at
what?
A photo, I was looking at a photo from space.
Yeah.
That was taken by some satellite from Saturn towards Earth, and you just see a dot, and there's an arrow. It's like, this is Earth. Kind of makes you go, like, it'd be like if someone said, and then the people on that star think that a magic man comes down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes you go like, what? They read a Bible?
It's
a
absurd.
A book said to not eat pigs?
It's absurd to think that of all the galaxies and all the solar systems and how we only know of this planet having life, that like we're somehow special.
And we made up a mythical story.
Yeah. And a man in the sky is keeping track of all of this.
Hey. What did you do down there? Did you eat a bite of a pig?
Did you suck somebody's dick?
Did you jack off?
Yeah.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you fuck your mom?
Yeah. Did
Actually,
you eat,
you shouldn't fuck your
eat
mom.
Fish on Friday? Like, yeah. All that stuff is just
nonsense.
I don't think God even has time. Let's say that there is a God. He doesn't have time to keep track of all that.
There's a lot going on.
There's so much more happening.
Especially things like if you do something, let's say, self-indulgent, it's kind of selfish and greedy. Maybe it's something mundane like eating pig.
Right.
But then there's also fires and mudslides.
Pedophilia.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
Genocide. Yeah. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Did you have sausage? Put that back down.
Right. Well, God doesn't even care about the biggies, like all the stuff you just named, the fires and the
doesn't stop them at
Holocaust,
all.
Nazis.
He's always like, I hope you guys learn.
free will. It's up to you.
You better stop being bad. That's where this happens.
I'm going to send that hurricane, all those queers.
Kill everybody. Yeah. And stop being gay. I hate it. That's one of my main things up here, that I hate gays. I think about it all the time. Yeah. I made the possibility that you're gay, but I can't stand it.
Yeah. God's a big homophobe.
Yeah, he really, really is like, stop it. Yeah, it's really cool. So ridiculous. You know?
It's just like the gays.
I know, God.
It's just like the gays.
Just like
that
the
is
gays.
God. That is God's thing, right?
Here's God right here. I have a quote from God.
I have cum all over my face.
Oh, my gosh.
So, what?
Holy cow.
He sent me an MP3.
He sent you that?
Yeah. So yeah, this lady here has like some pretty strong views.
Yeah.
So if you suck a dick and swallow the ejaculation, you might as well eat you 10 motherfucking peas. If you eat pussy and swallow the fluid from the pussy, you might as well eat you 10 motherfucking peas. Because the sperm was made to fertilize the egg, and ain't now one of them coming from the goddamn mouth. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, it is interesting how, I mean, you're taught these rules kind of early if you're brought up in religion.
Yeah.
And then there is a turning point where you go like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why can't I do that? Why can't I eat pork? Or why can't I have...
Because the guy said
why
so.
Why is this even like...
All the stories make no sense.
No sense.
And also the idea that there's a book, in historical context, human history, it's like 100,000 years old. But we're going to... like, but 2,000 years ago, they're like, that's... when the guy was here.
Yeah, guys, it's the right one.
And that's when the book was written. And then people are like, that's the book we all should live our lives based on. A book that's 2,000 years old.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, okay.
Well, and also there's no...
So did all the people before him, were they doing things incorrectly?
Yes, or? Obviously. Duh.
They didn't know because Why don't he you wasn't believe? Here yet.
Well, okay. I forgot what I was going to say. It's all fucking so stupid.
Here's what God is doing all day long, every day.
Rop.
He's just jerking off watching TV. I think we're TV.
Do you think every time he comes, that's rain?
That's really good. Really good. No, because he's God, so his comes got to be, that's the hurricanes.
Oh, that's right.
Hurricanes, tornadoes.
See, that makes a lot more sense. It's God come when there's a hurricane. Yeah. Or blizzards or something.
We should run this by my mom when she's here. I think she would dig it.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, what people...
I have a couple of religious jokes in my act right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's so funny. Most of the time, it goes pretty well.
Yeah.
But there's been times when it's gone sideways. And it is amazing to me how seriously people take that still.
Yeah, but like I do feel like it is something to do with being really... you're really inundated with it as a child.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to undo your childish beliefs as an adult. And a lot of people don't. And you're like, wait, that isn't... Or the idea that our Bible is the right one is kind of crazy, too.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with a woman on the plane?
No. I don't have those conversations anymore.
On a plane. So I was sitting there and, I don't know, it was pretty mundane stuff. And then I peeked at the cover, and it was something about Peter, the apostle.
Mm-hmm.
So I said something like, good book? And she was like, it's really good, actually. It's really good. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, so are you just like studying for educational purposes? Or like, in other words, is this, you know, are you learning something? Or is this like, you're just
free time
enjoying
reading.
This? She's like, no, this one, you know, I mean, it's I'm learning, but it's what I, you know, I was looking forward to reading this, and I was like, oh. And then we started talking about that a little bit, and I kind of, you know, I didn't say anything provocative to her, but then I was like, hey, do you ever, she said something about, oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, you know, it's like when people, she was like, have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Mm-hmm. And I was like,
sure.
I go, I was raised. That's what I always say when someone says, I was raised in a Catholic house. In other words, I'm trying to tell them, you don't worry about me. Like, don't try to sell me. But I'm also not trying to further the... I was raised Catholic. She's like, oh, that's good. Or whatever she said. But then she's like, yeah, you know. And it's kind of my mission to, like, you know, try to save people before. And I go, well, what do you think happens? I go, if they don't. She goes, then they go to hell.
Uh-oh.
And I go, so do you really think that people go to hell if they don't accept Christ? And she goes, yeah. And I said, what about... because there's a lot of people, billions of people that are another religion, like back to what you were saying.
About, sure.
And, you know, Muslims, Jews.
Buddhists,
I go, do you think
Hindus.
They go to hell? And she goes, it was a really hard conclusion for me to come to, but yeah. Go, so all Muslims go to hell? She was like, yeah. And I go, and all Jews. She was like, yep. And I go, all right. I go, have a great trip.
Hope you have a blessed day.
Yeah, have a blessed day.
One of your earliest jokes under his eye. Yeah.
But isn't that a crazy that this human is walking the world with us?
Well, and especially because Jesus' message is of love and acceptance, and he accepted the prostitutes, and he accepted all the people that, you know, were marginalized in society. But except for those, you know, Jews and the Muslims. And
I mean, I get it. If religion gives you comfort, I think you should have your comfort.
For sure, yeah.
But then your message is everyone's going to hell. It's kind of crazy.
Kind of contradictory, yeah.
This lady's also a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. She's coming from your personal body parts. The sperm fertilizes the egg, which is in your ovaries. Ain't no eggs in your fucking mouth. It's nothing there but sin, lust, and goddamn pleasure. And it all falls under the same umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yeah, she said umbrella.
She added a syllable to umbrella.
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 Umba.
She did it the Rihanna way.
Umbrella.
Umbrella. Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Oh, man.
You know, eating dick will fuck you up.
Speaking of religion, though, it's funny because I flew home yesterday from Portland.
Yeah.
And,
how was that?
Amazed.
Pussy.
Amazed. Our audiences are by far the best.
We should keep pointing out that these are being recorded at a different pace because of the fucking movie schedule.
Excuse me.
Because of the goddamn fucking movie schedule.
Hello, you're a movie star now. You should have a little more regal of a vocabulary.
No, I'm just letting our listeners know. I mean, I'm thrilled to do the movie, and I always love doing this show. I'm just saying that's why.
You're a movie star now. You think you should really clean up?
Clean up my act?
The voice, the act, the everything. So I came back from Portland, which was amazing. The audiences were amazed. You guys are fantastic for coming out. I really do appreciate
Portland all might of it. Have the best fucking crowds.
Oh,
in the
they're
country.
Just amazed. And they're so down to have fun. I had, you know, it was great. So anyway,
you guys are doing good.
In Portland, for sure.
In Portland.
Yeah.
And I came home and we were texting and you go, is it weird that I don't give a shit about Easter?
Don't give a motherfucking shit about Easter.
And it's Sunday as I'm flying home on Easter Sunday. And I go, neither do I. I could give fucking zero fucks.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it's twofold for me why I don't like Easter. One, because of the Stations of the Cross, because in Catholic school, it was like they didn't focus on the Easter bunny or on the fun or the chocolate. Catholic school is like, see, and then the suffering Christ.
For people that listen or watch this show, we all have different backgrounds and upbringings. But the kids that grew up in Catholic homes know that, you know, Catholics, if you had real Catholic parents, they had a nice way of ruining childlike fun. Yeah.
The fun of it. It should just be Easter baskets and chocolate.
Yeah, they would
and
ruin
eggs.
Christmas with Christ suffering and, you know.
Suffering.
You're like, presents? They're like, it's not about presents. And you're like, all right. And then
it's not about the fun.
You're like, everyone else is talking about presents. Yeah, well, they're stupid and they're going to hell. And then Easter, yeah, Easter is like bunny, chocolate. They're like, well, the real part about Easter is God rose after he was murdered. And you're like, oh, I'm four. So, yeah.
But they really dragged it out when I went to an all-girls Catholic school.
But you realize that's why we fucking go like, oh, Jesus.
Because they suck the fun. They suck the joy.
It for you. Yeah.
And we had to walk. I remember our campus was beautiful. And they actually did the real Stations of the Cross. And we had to walk around with a nun, you know, Sister Anne or whoever. And then she's like, and this is when Jesus fell again. And Jesus falls like 100 times.
Over and over. And they beat him and whipped him and people pointed and laughed and he had a crown of thorns in his
the
head.
The crown of like, thorns.
I remember being a kid and them showing us that on an Easter too.
Of course.
But I mean, like not in school. I mean, being a young kid, you know, maybe 5 or 6 and you're like, have your basket with your Chuck E. Treats.
Yeah.
And then they're like, there's an image of, and you're like, what happened? They're like, that's Jesus. He rose from the dead today.
Oh, is that nice,
while you're
man?
Eating your fucking chocolate. You're like, why did they do that?
Oh. And then I remember I had this teacher who had to teach us exactly how the nails got put in. Did you know that they did not, by the way, it's inaccurate historically that they put the nails through Jesus's palms.
It's through the wrists, right?
Right. Yeah. Because that would slide off the cross. If you nailed somebody's palms, it would just tear through it and the person would fall. So they crucified you by nailing it through your wrists.
I bet it was cool for them to discover that. I bet back in the Romans. Times, yeah, they were like, oh, you know, the nail, the weight of his body just slid through his hands.
Yes.
And he still died, but kind of fucked up the decoration we were going for.
So what we've done is innovated this whole thing.
Yeah, we nail through the wrists and then we nail through both feet. And they bleed out that way. Works well.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one reason I hate Easter.
Yeah.
The second reason has to do with
the ejaculation.
Is the ejaculation. Is my dad. I had this childhood memory. It was right around the age where I was kind of starting to figure out that Santa wasn't real. And I think once that domino falls, all the others do, like the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. And Santa hadn't fallen just yet, but I was starting to catch on. Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad, I was staying with him at the time, and it was the night before Easter, and we were going to sleep, and I was like, so dad, the Easter Bunny is going to come, right? Like, I kept asking him, the Easter Bunny is going to come, right? And he was like, yeah, 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 sure, it's going to come. Like, of course, ignoring me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the bunny's coming.
And of course, I woke up Easter morning and there was nothing. Like, my dad didn't even buy me, like, a chocolate. Like, nothing in the house. And I remember just being like, wait, there's no Easter bunny. He's like, oh, yeah, no, there's no Easter bunny. Like, that's how he told me.
How old were you?
I don't remember. It must have been, like, around the age where you start to realize. So, what, seven or something? Seven, yeah. Right? And then I remember going to my mom's house and just crying. Because, like, I was like, there's no Easter bunny? Does that mean that there's no Santa and there's no... And she's like, fuck. She's like, yeah. And I remember she took me to the store and I bought an Etch-A-Sketch. And that was, like, my Easter present for the day.
Yeah.
But, like, he really fucked up the biggies for me because he was just lazy. He was like, nah, I don't want to buy nothing for you.
Yeah. So
that was cool parenting, right?
Yeah.
But we don't... So here's the thing is that we don't fuck up our kids' good time.
Can you pull that arm down some?
I keep trying.
Just pull that back.
As much as I don't give
a
fuck
that way.
About Easter...
Yeah.
I made sure that our child enjoyed Easter yesterday.
Right.
We did an Easter egg hunt for LJ and he got, you know, we didn't do the Jesus stuff to him.
Yeah.
But you got to do it for your kids, man.
You got to do it for your kids.
Even though we don't give a shit.
I know. No, that's the whole thing. That's what being a parent is you
right.
do it for the kids.
A good parent.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that's what being, yes.
Right. Like a loving parent.
Us doing that yesterday and hiding eggs and yeah. him. That's us being good.
But like,
parents.
Why? But my dad was so selfish. Like, why wouldn't you just be like? And I remember him blowing me off. Like, yeah, yeah, sure, sure, it's gonna be here tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was so dismissive and shitty. Like, you couldn't have got. I know you went to the liquor store. I know you went down to the 7-Eleven. You could have got me like a fucking chocolate bunny with your sixer, a Heineken. I mean, that's just fucking lazy.
I'm sorry, Jane.
No, I'm fine. I'm just saying it's really lazy parenting.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
Yeah. Could have gone down to the fucking Rite Aid or whatever, CVS.
I definitely think most men would fall short if they were.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You guys have no, but that's not this generation. I mean,
no, this generation is different though. It's a different world. We're also, this generation's much more emotionally aware.
Yeah.
Generationally, you know?
Yeah. I mean, your dad would probably just like, oh, here's your, I don't know.
He'd be like, you want a steak, buddy?
Here's your Easter steak, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I like steak. And then he'd be like, all right, I ordered some chocolates too, but I don't know where they are. Okay.
And that would be your Easter?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the women kind of ran the show. When it
right.
came to that
but
show.
If your kid says specifically, hey, dad, Easter bunny's coming tomorrow, you know what that means.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
A cute little girl asking you for shit. I mean, come on. Jesus Christ. How fucking lazy.
If she asked specifically, I'm sure you would try.
It was like I was reminding him.
Yeah.
God, so fucking lazy. It's unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But you're right. The women tend to keep up the traditions.
They do.
Home.
Yeah. I know it sounds like I'm being antiquated with this stuff, but it's true.
Well, yeah, I'm the mom, so yeah. I make sure Christmas looks nice, the house looks nice,
I would
Easter.
Never do a decoration. I'll tell you that. If it was just me,
no.
Not a single thing. You would never know what time of year it was. If you were just dropped into this home, you'd be like, I don't know, is it March? Is it June? Is it November? You would know no idea.
Yeah.
No, but I like that you do it.
Of course, because I know it makes everybody, it brings joy. Just like at Halloween, I decorate the house. I like to have that stuff. Maybe because my parents were so great at it. You know, I'm just carrying on their
You're
tradition.
You're carrying on the circle of fun. Yeah.
Just like my ancestors did. Doobity bop boo.
Eating pork will give you high blood pressure. Come.
Twisted will fuck you up on the inside in the long run. Eating dick will fuck you up in the long run from the inside. That's why we got AIDS and all this other bullshit around here.
But, okay, so the term eating vagina... It's you're more so licking. You're not really eating it.
Well, then you're consuming the shit that comes from the licking. You're consuming the body fluids. You're a nasty motherfucker.
No.
You're nastier than you is if you eat a pumpkin pea.
Okay.
I love her. She's great. I wish that was my grandmother.
She didn't have a lot of fun in her youth.
My grandmother didn't talk like that at all, but I wish I wish she did. That's why you got AIDS.
That's why we got AIDS.
Call from oral.
Yeah.
Licking vaginas and stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
I think it was butt fucking, actually, ma'am.
Butt fucking is the medical term. when you butt fuck, you can get AIDS.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That's what the doctor says.
It's a butt fuck disease.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a dick suck disease so much as a butt fuck.
Not down right? with that pork.
No, pork is really a big, the Muslims don't eat the pork, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. By the way, did you see this? You've seen
pork
this.
Is a filthy animal. They're all filthy animals. Cows are filthy too. They all step in their own shit.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. This guy, what is his name? Jamie Lee Parker is a tattoo artist. And
oh my gosh. I know what you're going to bring up, and I can't believe how good it is.
So I have a joke in my latest special about, which is true, about sometimes throughout my life, and including recently, people will be like, oh, Segura, is that Japanese? And I have a, so there's a bit about it in the special. I don't want to do the whole thing, but so anyways, I guess, you know, people have been commenting and messaging me a lot about it. And, you know, they write to me, are you Japanese? Like, as a joke.
Yeah.
And people who think it's Japanese are like, you know, they're like, it sounds Japanese. I'm like, uh-huh. All right, man. Anyways, that's the joke. He did a tattoo on someone.
Craziness.
Of me so as like a good. Samurai.
It's so good. I mean, I will say the unreal. Detail is like, he really got your face, your nose, your beard. The guy is an amazing
portrait
artist.
He even
got
the beard colors right.
Yeah, like down to the whisker.
Yeah, like where, like this white hair right here.
Yeah, right here. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And he did 14 hours.
Damn, it's a real fan right there.
This is so amazing, especially in contrast to that Instagram page. I think it's called Sucky Tattoos or Suck My Tattoos. That shit is so fucking hilarious because it's... It's basically tattoos that were done in 14 seconds. Yeah, it's sucky tattoos. Hmm. And then the tagline is, stop getting shitty tattoos. That's what it says. It's so unbelievable. I'm going to try to pull it up right now and show it to you. That people would, especially when you see how bad these are, it's like, why would you, this isn't like you bought a painting.
And oh my God.
You're like, I'm going to hang this up. This is on your body, you know? This is on your body forever. And
so hard to commit to something. Oh, my God.
I mean.
That guy says.
It just says, keep it real.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Oof. I don't know what that's supposed to be. That's misspelled. Believe in myself.
It's B-E-L-I-V-E in myself. That's shit. That's bad.
That says, believe in myself.
And this says, what about believing in English?
Yeah, I mean. Has shit like this.
Yeah, that's funny.
With the eyes on your ass cheeks. The ones that are really crazy are just like the really poorly sketched one. You know where the line work here? You know, like the outer edge is. And then, look, they misspelled California and then wrote over it. California Dreaming. And, I mean, look at the font. It's like somebody freehand, you let them...
There's oh my God, that was bad.
Look at that. Look how long the leg is. Doesn't make any sense.
It's not right at all.
You know.
Now, prison tattoos, I don't think that's fair because it's like that dude's in prison.
Oh, you think something's wrong with this guy though or no? No. I mean, you think something's wrong with him?
There's no teeth in the mouth. But no, but I mean, like you can't really rank a prison tattoo. It's like, all right.
Oh, man. I don't know. This they misspelled two, you know. There's two O's in this.
Yeah.
Too weird to live, too rare. Like,
yeah. I thought they do a stencil first so you can proofread.
Like nobody
proofread.
Here's no regrets.
It's a lot, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, what great contrast, right? When you see this work, you know, like that somebody paid someone for that. And then you have fucking this guy.
That's amazing.
Drew this. I mean, I think it's crazy. This? Jamie Lee Parker.
Oh, Jamie Parker.
Yeah.
Do you know where this person is?
No. I just see it in this email here. But
it's pretty amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Jesus, he even got your silly eye work.
I keep forgetting because I look at it. I see a painting. I keep forgetting that this is on someone's body.
That's another thing you have to take into consideration is like. That's on an angle. Like, that's a round surface.
I know.
It's not even a flat. It's like an arm.
But even right now,
how do they do that?
I keep forgetting as I'm looking at it, because I'm looking at the artwork, And then I have to remind myself, somebody's walking around with that. You know?
Like, I know. What if you offend him on your next special?
I don't know. He like hates me.
Yeah, and he's like, I fucking hate Tom Segura now.
And someone's like, what's he look like? And he's like, well, actually, I have a photo-like tattoo of him on my body.
Jeez.
What part of his, is that on his leg, you think? Arm?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
It's around.
I think that's a leg.
Oh, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, so like, not only does he have to get you in your likeness perfect, your likeness, sorry, but he has to do it on an angle. So like, how do they fucking learn? How do you learn to tattoo? That's the real thing. That means you got to give a lot of bad tattoos, I'm assuming, right?
I'm assuming, yeah. But hopefully most of them are just, you know, not tattooed on someone. Maybe you learned all your bad stuff on paper.
You like, yeah, but then you can't.
No, you're right. You
got to like
practice it.
You got to do it on skin, man. And
by the way, I'm going crazy right now. So I do this regularly. Yeah. Well, because I freak out. I personally have my own anxiety about beard length and hair length. And I, you know, when it gets to a certain point, you kind of go like, I got to get my haircut today. I got to get my.
I get the same way. I feel like I look horrible.
You got to do it.
You're just ugly until
and
you
I've
get your hair
been
done.
Like this over a week, but I can't touch it myself because I go to shoot more of the movie tomorrow.
Oh, it has to look the same as it did last time.
So I have to go tomorrow and let them do the cut and make sure it matches the earlier stuff. Anyways, it's making me absolutely crazy. Shout out to Plymouth, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis. I'm wearing my Twin Cities hat today.
Wow.
And shout out to Zachary Lane Elementary School, where I went for 1 year.
Okay. You think a lot of those people are listening?
There's definitely someone right now who's like, no fucking way. I went to Zachary Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there for fourth grade. And then I went to the Catholic school. I forget the name of fifth grade
Jesus
and sixth grade.
Christ.
Yeah.
It's cool that your parents moved you around every year.
And
or
then
two.
We moved again for seventh grade. I went to Lakeshore Middle School in Mecklenburg,
Wisconsin.
It's bad.
It's really bad to do to your kids. Your beard, I don't feel like it's that full right now.
I know how full it is compared to how I've been wearing it. It's
do
much
you
bigger.
So do you smell the smells more like because I know that your beard traps more smells
a little more
yeah.
It is a little more trappy
yeah now I will say when your diet was way worser
yeah
when you were eating like pizza and stuff your beard would smell a lot like cheese and stuff more
thank
often
you. Yeah
it doesn't smell bad now but I can tell what you've been doing like remember you came home last time
mm-hmm.
And I sniffed your beard and I was like, did you smoke cigars?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. I'm like, I can smell that.
But I smoked cigars the day before.
Right. But it's still in your beard and in your skin and you hadn't showered, right? I'm assuming.
I think I had showered. That's why it was amazing.
Yeah. I can smell it all in your beard. Yeah. Pretty interesting. When you go on your hikes, who knows what happens there?
I've been hiking lately.
Smelling that beard.
Meeting guys. A lot of nice guys in the neighborhood. I'm having a muscle spasm in the same spot for a couple of days. Isn't that weird?
What spot is it?
Right here. It's moving
What's
right now.
What's going on there?
You see it?
No.
No?
Do you feel it right now? I wonder why there.
Right here. I don't know.
It's interesting. What were we going to talk about? I wanted to bring up that Netflix show you and I got into, that Beachbody show.
Oh, where people go to Thailand?
Beauty and the Beach or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Thailand for cosmetic surgery.
It's people from New Zealand and Australia who can't afford to have it, I guess, done there. And then they go to Thailand for discount major plastic surgery. And I'm talking like removing penises, creating vaginas, face work, major.
Oh, yeah.
Major
facelifts,
shit.
Nose job, chin implants. I had no idea how much even the discussion of removing one's penis and testicles would affect me. I would feel so, and I'm this is not to belittle or demean or humiliate anybody who does it. I think, you know, by all means do whatever you want to do to be happy. I think it's great if that's what you want to do. I'm saying that when the person was consultating with the doctor, I could feel my testes jump. I could feel my asshole go like,
oof,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and then we'll remove the penis. I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And then we'll invert everything and make you a vagina. I was like, ha. I couldn't, I was having this visceral reaction to it that I didn't expect at all. It was tough.
I know, you couldn't watch the whole segment.
I couldn't watch that segment.
You missed it because they show the dong in her hand at one point. She's like, hey, y'all paint it, we cut it all. And he's like, what?
What did you just say?
I'm doing the Thai accent, babe. I can do it now. My new mom's Vietnamese, so I can make fun of.
Rop.
Yeah.
Rop.
It's fine.
Yeah. He's Thai.
Oh, he's. Yeah. Yeah. So he's your rub doctor.
Yeah.
Rop.
It's fascinating.
50. Yeah.
I guess there's four women in Australia who her uterus is coming out of her vagina because she had five babies, and she has like public health care, and they told her she had to wait 9 years to get the procedure. So
that's
she's
kind
like,
of a
fuck that
sizable wait. 9 years.
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
are you gonna tell someone that
for their genitals aren't working?
Is it public health care?
That's what she's on. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with their
system.
That
is one of the big things about public health care in different parts of the world is they will pay for it, but they sometimes are like, you got to come back in years.
Gosh. I mean, and in that case, I understand going to Thailand. It's closer for, obviously, for Australians.
Yeah.
You get it done, and it's a nice enough place. It's fancy.
Yeah.
And but anyway, there's this one lady. Because they don't show you, first of all, they don't show you a year later. Which is really when you want to see what plastic surgery looks like.
That's very true.
When the face is relaxed and you see how the muscles have kind of come together and the work that they've done. So you only see like 2-3 weeks post-op.
Yeah.
And they're all so geeked to have the work done and they're so excited and they're all shiny. And there's this one lady who had a facelift done. Now you tell it. I like you telling it.
She had her facelift done. Whatever. She's all black and blue, which is normal. And then
eyelids all stitched up.
Yeah. Face is all crazy. Oof. And then she's looking in the mirror. She's like, I look great. And then about 10 days later, swelling has reduced. Oh my God. It's so brutal. Watch it. I keep thinking about it. I was a logger, meaning a transcriber on Home. Extreme Makeover was the name of the show. Extreme Makeover.
Loved that show.
That was the network version. They would air this shit on ABC, I think. And they would basically take people, busted ass people, and give them total makeovers. I mean, plastic surgery, new teeth, hair,
it's great.
New wardrobes, everything. And then, you know, they would have a big reveal. And people would be like, what the fuck?
And they should just have a teeth makeover show because that alone, I remember, would just transform people's
lives. The teeth were huge. The teeth were done by a dentist out here.
I remember that doctor. Yeah. Fucknuts.
Yeah, Dr.
Kind of
Fucknuts
was
a big douchebag. And he let us get, like, free whitenings. And we went there and then... His assistants were like, that's where they told me. They're like, you have like 20 cavities.
That story happened to me, by the way, but it did later. It happened to me, same thing.
You know I told that story for
a
long time.
I went, when I had insurance, dental insurance, this one job, and they're like, you have like 13 cavities.
13 is actually the number
my number. And then I was like, fuck you. And I went to my Hungarian dentist, and he's like, you have like one cavity. This is a lie.
But... this story,
whatever.
I'm glad it's documented because people have called you out on it.
No, it's not. Ask my friend Eric. I was he was there when it happened.
Okay,
we worked together.
So
okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Remember when you worked at America's Most Wanted?
I didn't ever do that. I know that much. I know that much.
So this lady has like the 10-day. She's 10 days removed from her. Intensive plastic surgery where they're jamming slides under her fucking face and pulling her
drain
peeling
plugs
her face
and
back
shit.
And so she's like anyways, she's like, I'm gonna go see the doctor today. And when she says she's gonna go see the doctor, her left eyebrow, she's like, I'm gonna go see the doctor today. I have something I want to talk to him about. And you're like, I think she's gonna talk about that eyebrow. And she goes in there and she's like, there's one thing I wanted to ask you about. I remember you mentioning it, and I didn't realize it was an issue until people kept re-explaining things to me like I didn't understand. Is this left eyebrow going to come down, or is it going to stay cocked like I'm in a permanent state of, huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, it will come down.
She had a case of the Tom Segura's.
Yeah.
Because you got that eyebrow. That's your eyebrow move. She had a case of the meanies.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit looked... just one, and I remember, dude, right before she went into the doctor, I was like, is her fucking eyebrow higher, dude? I was like, look at that eyebrow. It was slowly creeping up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, is
when
it going to go down?
When she's meeting with him, it looks really bad.
It looks horrible.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's very normal. It will come down. And I was like, no way. No fucking way.
The muscle here, he's active. I need to relax.
You need full body massage.
open your mouth.
More pressure.
Open your mouth and let me put my taste maker inside.
They do not. Those doctors are very good.
No,
those doctors pioneered the whole, you know, cutting the weenie off surgery.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick up inside you. Yeah.
They created that stuff. That's why they have so many good lady boys there.
It's
they innovated
it's
that.
Even thinking about it now, it's like, I don't know.
You don't want to cut your schmeckle off. And
it's
then,
just that like they invert.
Invert your penis.
Yeah. And so that becomes your canal.
Yeah.
But somehow you stay with good sensitivity to
it. Here's how they did it.
Oh.
So they took his scrotal skin, actually, uh-huh. and then they show the nurse uh-huh. plucking the hairs off of the scrotal skin
uh-huh.
and making it soft, like kind of scraping
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then that's the skin that they used for the internal part of the vagina is what I'm understanding.
Uh-huh.
And then the yeah, and they use the tip of the penis to make the clitoris.
Ha.
Yeah, and then the penis skin, I think, is the outer, the labia. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I wish they would have shown more
no.
detail.
No.
I have so many questions.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. You wouldn't have that done?
And what if, while they explain it to you, they're like... Here's how I take the penis and make it a vagina.
Oh my god. So, moving along topic wise,
yeah.
You and I went into Barstucks a week ago. We dropped Fief. We were taking Fief to the vet, I think.
Yeah.
And we were on our way back, and I had to go pee in the Starbucks. And when I went to go pee, there was a woman next to me who came in hurriedly, hurriedly, is that the word?
Hurried.
Kind of in a hurried manner. And she dropped trow and she had full diarrhea. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to say, in girl world, that is very rare. It's yeah. extremely rare. It's as rare as hearing a double pipe classic because generally women don't drop massive brown load in a public restroom.
Really?
No.
So what happens? Like, can you hear a little bit?
Oh, my God. I heard everything.
No, normally.
Oh, peas.
You hear pee?
Number one only.
And you smell, too, though.
Sometimes some nasty bitch, you'll hear, like, and, like a toot will slip out, like, poop, and then you'll know, like, oh, she's shitting. But you don't seldom do you hear, like, the full, and then, like, all
must
of it.
Must be a nice world that you live in, because let me tell you something about the men's room.
Yeah.
In a lot, in most places, especially a busy men's room, like I'm saying multiple stalls, it is a symphony of sounds, and it smells like death. I mean, you go to LAX.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Any man. Major airport, but, yeah. like, those bathroom stalls are yeah. wrecked. I mean, it stinks to high heaven.
Well, at the airport, you know, you've got international dumps.
International
you've got time
dumps.
Zone dumps.
And you see the fucking
travel
messes of humanity walking through
yeah.
there.
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage people. Yeah. No, it is. This is like what it's like in the men's room. It's like.
Damn.
That's the men's room.
But why do guys have no shame and why do women have the shame?
Some dudes do. I mean, I had a time in my life where I was a little more like, ooh, but like, I don't know. I think guys are just like, I got a shit. What do you want me to do? So
help me, Sensei.
Yeah.
How do I mean, I usually just shit with reckless abandon. If I have to shit, I shit. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But for the other gals listening, how do we get them, how do we get over the hump of... Because I feel like I would like that this woman was just going for it. I mean, it was Starbucks.
Yeah.
They basically serve you bowel torture, and then some of them don't have bathrooms,
so
which
you
is
heard,
crazy.
You heard an eruption, though.
I heard diarrhea.
Yeah.
Very rare. Very rare in the women's
yeah.
bathroom.
You just got to realize it doesn't matter. Who cares? You got to yeah. When you got to go, you should just let the valve
And the
open.
Farts. I think it's the farts that women don't want people to hear the farts.
Why?
Or hear the sounds.
Why?
It's embarrassing. It's not ladylike.
How is it embarrassing? There's no one there. You can't see the person.
That's what I always feel,
you have
too.
Walls up around
it's,
you.
It's anonymous, and you can wait for that other person
that's
to leave.
That's what I've done. I've had ones where I'm like, poof. Like, and you know the person that I've heard people go, like, Jesus. You know, like that. I've heard that before. So if that happens and you're feeling a little timid, you know, but I've also walked out and had people just look right at me and you go, like, no.
Have you ever had someone after you violent shit in public and then they're like, hey, you're Tom Segura. I know you're a comedian.
I've had them say, like, hey, yeah, while I'm at a urinal. And I've also had it while I'm washing my hands, like, you know.
But not like after you just had
a
major diarrhea.
As I walked out of the stall, but I've had it, you know, washing my hands 30 seconds later.
But they know that you just shit is what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know. I don't know if they know I just shit. No. I don't think so.
Because that would bother me if I took a shit and then they're like, oh, hey,
I don't like when they try
to shake
my hands in the bathroom.
That's nasty as fuck.
I've had a guy try to shake my hands when I'm at the urinal.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Holding your wiener?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm a little busy right now. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to come see your show, but I didn't. I'm like, thank you.
That's always the fun.
I was going to see you, but I chose not to. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember, it was a few weeks ago. I wonder if I have it in here. There was a guy, and he had a proposal. I think, yeah, this
yeah,
is it here.
I think about him from time to time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the guy.
Yeah, he's a real...
Hi, I'm Lucas Werner, and I want to have kids someday. I'm prepared to offer $1,000 to the woman with similar needs that wants to go out with me to dinner at Churchill's in Spokane. So if this is you, please post a video response detailing why you want to go out with me.
Okay.
That's really insane.
Yeah. Well, at first we felt bad for him. Like, oh, that guy's nice.
Yeah.
And then he kind of was just a douchebag.
It went down a pretty shitty hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But essentially he's like, hey, I'll give you $1,000 to have dinner at a nice restaurant, but I want to have a family with
yeah,
you.
That's funny.
I don't know. Anyways, he has another video out.
I know. He's like, you should be under 25 years old.
Here's this.
I want an adult hottie in my lap right now, under 26 right now, no frills, no excuse, big titties and intelligence. I don't care if she's a hood, rap, punk rock, or any kind of anything. As long as she's hot and here right now on my 37-year-old dick right now, 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 right now.
He's high as fuck.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think everything's worked out or no?
Piss on me, beat me. He's like that level of mania.
You think he just came from Churchill's and he's just...
Just full of steak.
He's like, I enjoyed dinner, but I want something to top it off. No, no,
Jesus
no.
Christ.
Yeah, again, you don't have to express this feeling. You can feel it. You just don't have to share it.
Well, when you're high on cocaine or whatever it is,
yeah,
you're not really thinking clearly.
That's true.
I bet he's coked up. The eyes are kind of wild, dude.
Yeah. He's not doing so well.
Well.
But this is when you make videos like this when you're on drugs.
Try it out.
You know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I would argue that the majority of videos we play are on drugs. Most people are high of some kind.
The problem is never having anything is everybody else gets laid. The gray hair beards use the research on telomerase.
Look at those pupils dilated.
Go and then you just go with that hoe. Why won't you go with me? I don't need that question answered. I need it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. After $3,000 of giving food away to the homeless, I think I deserve it. I think I'm entitled bloke, and I think that I deserve it now. I'm not going to believe in your God or any nonsense. I'm not going to believe in Satan either. I just want it here right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
This is a good one for Dr. Drew.
I was literally just putting this on the Dr. Drew list.
Yeah. I think he's going to say drugs, but I think he's also going to talk about mental illness. I think this
yeah.
guy is...
But
in that first video, I didn't think he was mentally ill. I just thought he was kind of a snobbish dick.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of a narcissist.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the double hitter of cocaine. Mm. His drugs and mania. He might be bipolar.
Yeah.
Some kind of an episode happening
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely one for Drew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on, there's a little bit more. Let's see what else this is.
We need to get rid of this age phobia from chicks under the age of 26 because of telomerase research. It says if the father is 35 to 55, the kid will live longer, have longer telomeres, and intelligence more fitter. We need to get rid of it like we need to get rid of incest and pedophilia. We need to get rid of it right now.
Get rid of what? Did you catch that?
No.
He said we need to get rid of something at the beginning.
We need to get rid of this age phobia.
Age phobia.
Age phobia.
You know, he looks like the Incredible Hulk right now.
Yeah.
And sure. the choice to go shirtless in a video is always a bold one.
And it's always an indicator.
Yes.
And we've seen that many times.
Background, lighting, 10 to 12.
Benadryl was shirtless. Try it out, guys. Shirtless. Yeah.
Right. There's a repetition here.
Consistency with shirtless. You know who doesn't post shirtless? Former presidents, right. CEOs.
Yeah. Just anyone not high. I mean, look at those pupils. Boo.
Yeah, they're pretty big right now.
Yeah, he's really in a mania.
Oh, you're only having sex, your telomeres abundant. You're just going to get stressed and angry and make everybody depressed and stressed and angry as you roll with the guy and just go fly, and later in life you have cancer. I want a hottie in my lap right now, right now, right now, right now. 18-year-old big tits, doesn't matter the subculture. Whoa. Right here, right now in Spokane, right now, to go out with me on a date right now.
He just went from 26 to 18. Did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the age keeps getting lower.
Under 26 originally, and then he goes 18. I'm like, whoa, that's a jump.
Hmm.
He's jumped 8 years. 8 years.
18-year-old big tits, doesn't matter the subculture.
Yeah.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Hmm. That's kind of, you know, that could be a good jingle.
Right now, right now, right now.
Like, that could be like, are you hungry? Get a Jimmy John's sub.
Right.
Now, right 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 now.
You might have written
right.
a jingle.
You're right. Yeah. Very good, Tom. Good work.
Your car doesn't run, change its oil on its own. Come on over to Jiffy Lube.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now,
right
now.
I like the angry one he does halfway through.
Yeah.
Right now, right now.
Right now, right now, right now.
He's really in a place, that guy.
Tax day's almost here. Have you been to H&R Block? Give us a call.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Pretty good. Summer's coming up. Royal Caribbean. Take the cruise that you'll remember for a lifetime.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
That's great. You're right. He has a whole career he's not even looking into.
Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in mom.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
We're going to have to use him for our ads. Besides, try it out. We've got the right now guy.
Right now guy. Download this latest episode of Your Mom's House
now,
podcast.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
50 times down, left and right, and make sure your sword gets sharper and you come whenever you have control.
Now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right
Jesus
now, right
Christ.
Now.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty good.
What a psycho.
See, he's a good ad guy.
He is. He's the ad man. Who knew?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Tommy.
You know something, Tommy. Speaking of mental illness, how about this person? The video seems like it staggers a little bit. I don't know what that's all about, but check out this lady here.
I am a soul fork. What that means is from non-physical energy. So most people in the planet, they're non-physical energy that is projected forth into a physical human body. Uh-huh. I am non-physical energy that is projected forth into an Arcturian body, an extraterrestrial body.
Hmm. I'm listening. I like to hear more.
Oh, okay. Lucky for you.
That extraterrestrial being has chosen to then project forth as a human body 12 times. This is the 12th incarnation. It's quite funny, ironically, because before I even came down, there was an entire panel of beings, Arcturian beings, six-dimensional beings, who even chose the way I would look in this life.
See, I'm also kind of fascinated where you acquire the vocabulary to speak like this.
Arcturians? You know, I've heard this before, actually.
But she has, it's not just one word, I'm saying. You know, she's able to speak freely with some command of basically language most people don't.
Yeah, it's a glossary of nonsense.
Yes, that's a great title for your next album.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how did she come, I guess all these weirdos that buy into this shit, or she's read some weird...
She read some bullshit.
...book about, you know, the SETI whatever messages of extraterrestrials. Then, no, there's a whole subculture.
And if you want to go full circle on this episode, it's basically no different than the Bible. It's just a bunch of nonsense with stories of like, what, who, did what now? What are you talking about? It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Kinda.
Would you like to know why? So I came down here with the intention of reaching people on every single continent.
You mean like Jesus?
Human beings, they like to pay attention to what's attractive, right? But based on where you are geographically, certain things are attractive and certain things are unattractive. So a really beautiful woman down in Africa might come up here to the U.S. and be considered pretty ugly.
Why is that down there? Why is we up? Why are we up here? I don't know. Have you seen the continent of Africa on a map? It's not all down there.
No, well, in her mind,
and so
the
even
earth is
before
flat.
I came here, it's not like my looks are so gorgeous to one demographic over another demographic. Mm-hmm. It's that there will not be a person on the planet, regardless of what country you go to, that does not perceive some level of attractiveness. Thus, they'll pay attention.
She basically just said, "I'm attractive to everyone on Earth." Do you understand?
Oh, okay. I didn't want to devote the mental energy to figuring out what horseshit she's talking about.
She said that she.
Like, I tuned out halfway through it. I was like, I don't know.
She said, I'm attractive to everyone on Earth to some degree. That is what this person just said about themselves.
Cool.
I'm attractive to everyone.
It's too bad she's not 18 to 26. We could set her up with a $1,000 steak guy. They seem like a couple of delusional
At the very least, it'd be
people.
A good way for her to make $1,000.
Hey, that's money in my pocket.
But she might not be under 26.
No, she's too old for him.
You think so? How old do you think she is? You're better at this
32?
Oh, yeah, she's way too fucking old.
Yeah. 1 foot in the grave.
I am a soul fork.
What?
This is the 12th incarnation.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those are drugs, right? Those drugs?
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just sick.
You know, and I also think there's just people that are so wounded, and they really just need something to believe in, and like aliens and incarnations and spiritual forks and all, like, you know, it's her.
I am a spiritual fork. Okay.
Hey, man, it's your world.
You got it.
Yeah, go for it.
Fucking bullshit.
Speaking of spiritual forks, I was in the airport and I saw a woman wearing house slippers, like fuzzy house slippers.
Yeah.
And it's actually not the first time I've seen that. I've been seeing a trend of young girls wearing like house slippers out. It's kind of a thing now.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot more.
Right?
A lot more. Yeah.
And like, it's not the open tonus, because somebody commented like, oh, do you hate feet? Is that what you're I'm like? No, it's not the feet. It's that these shoes are not meant to be worn out in the streets. They're
flimsy.
Well,
sometimes they're covered. They have an open back, you know.
Right? So, sorry, which
sometimes
one?
Slippers just have an open back.
That's what these were. These were like fuzzy slippers, like, you know, old school 1960s fuzzy slippers. So they were, there was no heel.
Yeah.
It was just like a shitty.
It's a trend. It's
a
picked
shitty
up a lot.
Flip flop. Yeah.
I see it a lot.
Not even a flip flop. It's got that one bar. So your toes are exposed. Your heel's exposed. It's really not a supportive shoe. It's a crummy sole, you know?
Yeah. I've seen all different versions. I've seen the sandal version where you see the whole foot, but it's just covered and it's like fuzzy. But I've also seen like the house slipper. In other words, your foot slides into it. Open back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Open back only. But it's clearly a slipper.
Right.
But I think it's just, I think it's a fad where the fad is like the more that's meant for home, the more you're seeing it out.
Yes, I'm seeing
that. It's almost like it's a statement. Like, this is such relaxed wear that I take it out because that's how chill I am.
Right.
I wear my PJs and my slippers when I'm out.
And I saw a lot of boys wearing pajama bottoms, like straight jammies.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, dude, really? Like,
Jeff Tate did stand-up in them a few weeks ago.
No, he didn't.
He wore pajama bottoms on stage, yeah.
Well, it's Jeff Tate, though.
No, he could pull it off.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that's how relaxed he is.
He's that guy, though. You'd believe that he just rolled out of bed and did stand-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, look at his diet. Look at his whole...
He brought Gatorade on stage, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Gatorade and hot dogs.
No hot dogs, but he did bring Gatorade.
You know what I remember about that week that he stayed with us?
Hot dogs and Gatorade.
Besides, when we lived next door to 7-Eleven, that's all he ate. That's how we got that.
Yeah.
Saying. Excuse me. Is that when he would drink the red Gatorade, he would have a ring around his lips of red and in his beard. It would, like, the color would bleed into his beard, too.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a neat bonus with the Gatorade drinking.
Gatorade for life.
And he had the full sugar, not even like the G2.
Right.
Which is what you like to get. Like, when you're sick, you get like the lesser sugar Gatorade.
If I have like serious diarrhea, then I will have some electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes. It's a G2.
But I don't drink it regularly. I don't like
drinking
it regularly.
No, we have it as an emergency for when you have diarrhea. Yeah.
Diarrhea. Yeah, like Chicago.
Diarrhea, Chicago.
The funniest thing is we were joking about Chicago once.
Yeah.
About, like, as a nickname for it. And I kind of laughed at it and didn't really, you know, I just made it like, oh, yeah, it's a joke name. And then I went to the airport, and this lady, it's a lady in the United terminal. If you fly United out of LAX, She's a black lady in maybe her somewhere between 45 and 55, and she wears sunglasses, but they're clearly like prescription sunglasses, but she wears them at the gate. So you she stands out because you're great. Like, that woman has sunglasses on. And she was like, "Fly 1528 to Chicago is boarding now." She said it, and I was like,
"Oh yeah,
what?" And anyways, I saw her a couple weeks ago, and I said, "Is there a flight to Chicago?" Out of here? And she goes, "Chicago goes out of gate 57."
Yeah,
yeah. I approached her and said Chicago,
and she,
yeah, she goes, "Chicago goes out of 57." Yeah.
Well, I've heard lots of people say Chicago.
I think I didn't really pay attention.
Are you serious? Oh, because that's
she
kind
was one of the first ones that I really. I mean, I saw her do it over a year ago, but yeah. I wasn't really keen on Chicago.
Oh no, I've heard it. It's very prevalent. It's a common thing. People say Chicago. Oh yeah,
I've heard Washington.
Washington, I've heard that too.
That one is like, wait, yeah, what?
That's terrible.
And Houston, my dad.
Houston,
says
yeah, yeah, Houston.
Yeah. But when Washington is like,
it's unforgivable. It's not Washington.
That's when you cancel a friendship
for sure.
Someone's like, I'm going to Washington.
Washington.
What?
Nah, you stupid fuck. It's not Washington. Yeah. It's not Chicago.
Chicago. Why are you throwing an R in there? Why?
People do.
But why? Why are you adding a letter that's not even remotely close to
And you know what I hate too is people who call San Francisco Frisco.
Yeah.
Because the natives do not fucking call it. It's just terrible. Frisco. No one says that. When you live up there, it's San Fran.
Yeah.
But you never say Frisco. It's fucking rookie time.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yeah. That's not how you do it.
San Francisco. Going to 69ers. Frisco.
The 69ers, the football team.
Yeah. You know, freaking Frisco.
I can't wait to go to Frisco again.
April 29th, I'm going there.
You're going there April 29th?
When are you going there?
I don't have it. Well, I do have it on the books. I'm not allowed to announce it yet, but it's not for a while. I did
almost
lock
sold out.
Down date.
I'm almost sold out for Cobbs.
And Friskman Disco.
Farksman Disco.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I love that city.
April 29th, that's when the jizz will flow in the streets.
The cum comes out at night.
Cobb's Comedy Club.
Do you think God will rain cum on everybody who goes to my show? That's a way of thanking them?
Just
me. Yeah. Just my audience members.
Yeah, yeah.
Rub your balls all over that cum.
Oh. I'm Peyton Lafferty, and I'm a ball hog.
You are Peyton Lafferty.
I keep thinking about the name Peyton Lafferty.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just
I looked her up.
Here.
You know, I couldn't help but look her up.
And what's her career? Tell me everything.
I mean, she's done more than that video.
Yeah. Well, what's her genre?
She just does her job.
Well, what is she into? Double anals?
Or? I mean, I think she's just your run-of-the-mill, like, what do you need to do? What do I need to do today?
Kind of the handyman, like the guy who does all the jobs.
She's
in the
a ham and egger. Like, she just goes to work, you know? Gets her job done. She's like, hey, tonight... There's a double-headed dildo in you.
Sure.
Then there's a couple guys, you know, banging you tomorrow. Then you need to hook up with a girl on Thursday. And she's like, all right, I'm here to work.
So her agent is like, by any means necessary. Like,
kind of.
$500 today.
She didn't strike me as, I mean, I just kind of looked at a run. It wasn't like the most intense thing you've ever heard of. You want me to look at a list or something?
She's like a day player.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm wondering, do these girls... She's kind of all over in genres, but do women generally choose a lane? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how Belladonna is like, you know, that she's rough. Like, she'll do a baseball.
There's a Reddit thread about us talking about her.
Peyton Lafferty.
About Lafferty.
About a ball hog.
Let's see.
Peyton Lafferty. It's a good name, Peyton Lafferty. I wish she'd think of my show business name.
Yeah, I don't think she... I mean, according to this thing here...
She is.
She did a few different things. I don't want to pull up a porn thing on
is there such a thing as like a porn star Wikipedia?
Kind of. This thing took us there.
You can see their IMDb and stuff.
Oh, you can. Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Like a porno IMDb.
But this one here, I think you can.
I'm Pat
I can get away
it.
With showing it.
I'm
I think.
A ball hog.
See what you see. Right. Like, you
okay,
see.
Here we go. Cutie Peyton Parker, but it says, is that who that is, Peyton?
Yeah.
Come hungry, Peyton Lafferty, outside sucking hard dick.
Yeah.
Peyton Lafferty bouncing her bubble butt on a hard cock. So it's pretty run of the mill. There's nothing sucking
and
dick.
This is the category.
Small tits. Hardcore anal. Yeah, it's pretty run of the mill.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Deep ass screwings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. You know, she did her thing.
stuff like
but
that.
But I think she'll always be remembered as a ball hog.
I feel like she...
That site says she retired.
So. What?
Yeah, no longer in the game. I don't know.
She's so young. Her career is just beginning.
I think she's... No, she's in her 30s.
Oh, some porn. That's, yeah.
You're 60s in ancient porn. Yeah. You ready to do your GILF porn? Kim Ann scenes?
God, Kim Ann.
I'm a grandma. I'm 60 plus. Man.
She loved pornography. She loved...
Kim Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of the real
Nine
dealers.
9 inches and plus.
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 Plus. Oh, where's she from, Kim Ann? What was she? Was she Thai? Kim Ann?
I don't remember. She definitely says it in that one video we used to play.
I am from Thailand.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
I have.
Hi, I'm Kim Ann.
Yes.
And I'm here to film. And this is such a beautiful villa.
The villa.
We're sitting with the first time of my ever experience in my life
with two
young men. And mm-hmm. they have big, hard cock to offer me. This villa is really quaint place. And it's really, really comfortable mm-hmm. with a lot of artifacts inside the house as well mm-hmm. as outside.
Speaking of artifacts,
do you think that the men watching are super stoked to hear about the artifacts?
Probably.
A lot of art collectors and...
We watched All the Money in the World last night.
Fucking great.
How funny was that?
Well, I fell asleep halfway through it. But
one of my dear good friends, Mark Wahlberg, is in it.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Sorry, just talking about who my friends are.
Name dropping.
Just one of my good friends. So,
okay.
Anyways, one of my buddy Mark's in it. And
he's kind of out of shape.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
Not really in shape.
I'm going to tell him you're getting fat again. plays the mom?
Michelle she's Williams. She's great. Gosh, she's so great.
She's great in it. This is the infamous film that Kevin Spacey last shot. And then about 50 days, it was shot, ready to go, ready to be released. 47 days before its release, it comes out that he's trying to fuck or accused of fucking underage boys, and he's a huge perv.
It's a huge
of course,
ball hog.
Allegedly.
Huge ball hog.
Allegedly harassing people, allegedly going after underage guys for a long time. Anyway, that's the storyline. They go, we can't do this movie with Kevin Spacey. It's all ready to go. It's edited already. So then Ridley Scott, the director, says, I'm going to reshoot all of his scenes. This is an already completed film.
So crazy.
And he casts Christopher Plummer as the reshoot. So they have to bring in actors that he's obviously in scenes with and reshoot those again.
And those scenes, girl, boy, girl.
Right. But isn't that amazing? So what they did was the editors sent the scenes with Spacey to set, and they would see how they were lit, see how they were blocked, shot, everything. And then they would go to the same space that they just had, and they would reshoot it basically exactly the way they did before, but with Christopher Plummer instead of Kevin Spacey.
It's crazy.
The thing, of course, that's amazing is that even though Spacey is a bigger star than Plummer, I mean, you watch Plummer in it and he's actually an elderly man playing an elderly man, which makes sense, you know,
right.
As opposed to Spacey was all in makeup to make him look older.
Oh.
But the character was amazing. It was based on the real John Paul Getty, who was a infamously wealthy and stingy man, and he had there were some things we were really laughing at, as I'm sure a lot of rich people experience. They get letters about people's hardships and want to know if the rich person can help them. So this, you know, in the movie he has his grandson reading him a letter that someone wrote. Dear Mr. Getty, you know, my brother needs a liver or he's gonna die, and I would hope that you can help us out. God bless. And he's like, he dictates to his grandson. He's like, right, dear so-and-so, if I gave money to everybody that asked for help, then I'd be destitute like you.
That's so funny. That made us laugh so hard. What a shithead.
I'd be poor like you.
Well, you'd be a poor son of a bitch like you. That's and you know, so mean.
One of the things, I mean, there's not, that necessarily didn't necessarily happen, but in real life, when his grandson was really kidnapped and the kidnappers did demand ransom, he wouldn't pay his own grandson. And, you know, in the movie, they have him saying things that he probably really said, which was like, I'm not paying that. And they go, even when his guy that works for him is like, you know, it's a drop in the bucket to you. And he's like, nah, because if this thing doesn't work out, I'd be exposed. I don't really have any money to spare. Things like that. Or he had a payphone in his house for guests
to use. For guests, that was great.
Yeah, that's real. It's real. He had a real payphone so that you wouldn't make long distance calls on his dime.
And then he would do his own laundry by hand and hang it up in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting personality trait to have so much money. The guy had billions of dollars and yet he wouldn't spend it. I wonder what's going on.
Well, you know,
there.
He it's did spend, I mean, he lived this very luxurious, I mean, the homes, and they were outrageous, you know, and he was perhaps the greatest art collector in the world. I mean, you look at the Getty Museums now and it's unbelievable what was in his personal collection, but he wouldn't spend it on, he'd spend it on art, but not on, you know,
laundry services.
I mean, like, yeah, it's little crazy conveniences like that. I mean,
see, to me, that's the only reason to have money.
That is the reason. Can you park closer?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, yeah, it's $25 to park here. Okay.
Can I not do my own laundry? Like, that's fantastic. That's why you have money. You don't have to do all those annoying things in life.
Yeah. It's gross when someone's that rich and is pinching it that hard.
Oh, my life. Billionaire.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that either. What's the point? What are you going to do with all your money?
I hate when I hear, I mean, I guess I like cars, but I also hate when I hear about rich guys driving like whack ass cars. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Yeah. Well, you love cars.
I know, but this one's, it's really reliable. I get great mileage. I'm like, you're rich. The fuck are you doing, man? Live a little.
I know. I get upset when I hear rich people not spending money on like education for their kids, or they're like, we'll send their kids to public school. I'm like, yeah, but in California, and I know that some public schools are great, but where we live, it's really not fantastic for the most part. Depends on your neighborhood.
Depends on the neighborhood.
But it's like, dude, just spend the money. You'll fucking send your kids somewhere nice.
I hate that. Well, it depends on which, what part of the country and what you know.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying I'm thinking of a specific family that we know. That
yeah, like, one of the best schools I ever went to was a public school.
Yeah, but that wasn't California.
That's true.
We're like still bottom of the barrel with that shit.
There's definitely got to be some good ones.
New York's good.
New York is good.
No, there's some like regional. Yes, yeah. Obviously. But
yeah.
I don't fucking know. Man.
I actually wish I could have gone to that school from. But we moved again.
What about people that don't fix their teeth to have all the money in the world?
That's fucking crazy.
We know people like that.
Yeah. So it's nuts. I know. Where you're like, you don't want to. It's what everybody sees. It's the first thing they see.
Your fucking dirty mouth.
Yeah. Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Get your toothies fixed. They're colored and there's holes in there. Doesn't look like you know how any of it works. Mm-mm. I have to call, by the way, our dentist when we get...
Why? What's going on?
Because I need to go back. I need to get a cleaning. This is my personal dental thing going on. I need to get a new mouth guard.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I sound like your sister. Yeah. Seriously? Your mouth guard?
You said I sound like your sister. Then you said seriously. Just like my sister.
I know.
Yeah.
You need a new mouth guard. That thing is, it's been through the ringer.
It looks like it's been thrown in the toilet.
It's like multiple choice.
Right?
Remember that time Fief chewed on it?
Yeah. No, that was another one though. That was
a different one.
That was not the one made at the dentist. That was like
that was my favorite. We were like in Houston together at a hotel room with FIFO. And I'm like, what is he chewing on?
Did you give him a treat? He's like,
jerk. So you got to get your cleaning. I would recommend getting.
Didn't you go recently?
Another whitening.
I just did mine.
Yeah, again. So
Jesus.
So listen to this. This is actually very fascinating. My whole life, I've had a sensitive tooth issue. I've got one tooth that's particularly sensitive to temperature and to sweets.
Oh, is that that brown one over there?
How dare you. And I got into these Italian cookies a couple weeks ago.
Italian
cookies, these chocolate wonders. and I started eating them and it started to hurt. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I go, fuck, I got a cavity. This is it. This is it, dude. So I make an appointment. I go in there and he goes, I think you're grinding your teeth. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, you're grinding. It's not a cavity. It's just that you're grinding it down so hard with your bite or whatever, that it's eroding the enamel and it's very sensitive. So he shaved down. It was so gnarly. He shaved.
You're like,
yes. Oh, so horrible. It was so, and he kept doing it and doing it. I'm like, okay, I think that's good. And he just arranged my bite. Like he shaved off my bite and now it's gone. And it's been like 2 weeks and it's perfect. And I'm like, why have no dentist ever suggested that before him? I've had this problem for 15, 20 years, the sensitive tooth.
Yeah.
Nobody's thought it. So our dentist is really brilliant, I have to say. Not a good personality. He's not a personality champion like I am, but he's definitely an amazing dentist.
Well, there you go. I like the guy, actually. I like him.
I think he's got the personality of an undertaker.
Yeah.
Our uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill, yeah. No, he's not. Yeah, he's not like, I got a good story for you.
No, he's a terrible person.
But he does a good job.
He does a great job.
We got this email. It says, hey, mommies, sorry for the length, but this one has it all. I'm in the Army. I moved to a new post. Been busy. And because of that, I haven't seen a dental professional in a while. And then about a month ago, I went for a checkup. I'd known that my teeth aren't perfect. I had my last checkup about 18 months ago. But I was not prepared when the Army dentist told me I had 5 cavities.
Oh.
All needed to be filled. Needless to say, I was shocked. Made the appointments to have them taken care of. But I got suspicious when I told some friends about the situation who told me this particular Army dental clinic is notorious for misdiagnosing patients so they can give their dentists more practice at filling in cavities. Multiple people told me the same thing, leading me to believe there was something going on at this place. Keep in mind, I went anyways for the next appointment, hoping to at least get a second opinion. The new doc said he agreed with the previous assessment of the 5 cavities, began performing on the first one, and that's when he noticed an oddity in one of my upper teeth and realized that another Army dentist from my previous base had tried to plug a cavity by taking a, quote, aggressive angle into my tooth, and he inadvertently killed the tooth. What started as a filling changed into a surprise root canal.
No.
According to the dentist, this tooth was full of necrotic tissue, and when he cut into it, it was not bleeding. Instead, it was dry and black.
Mm.
The dentist carved out what he could, gave me a temporary crown, which I had for a week until I got the root canal finished. I am now in the process of going to 5 more appointments to get the cavities filled and a new crown. Despite all the shitty treatment that got me here has been paid for by the U.S. Army. So I guess I can't complain. F all the haters. Piss on me. Beat me. Danny.
Danny, you can still complain.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. You lost a tooth, bro.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, the flip side of this, of course, is we got another message from our listener who said, I wanted to offer a dental update from my small corner of the Midwest after hearing countless stories of dentists telling people they had fake cavities just to pry more money out of them. I was skeptical about getting my toothaches checked out, but after getting insurance again and a constant berating from my triple D slut wife, I decided to go again. I'm here to give a shout out to Family Dentistry.
That really took on, didn't it?
St. Joe, Missouri. As they can,
really
they
took
scan
off,
your, right? Yeah, they scan your pearly whites looking for impurities. The x-rays they are seeing show up in real time in front of you.
Oh.
On a screen. No secret telling you you have 18 cavities when you have 2.
It happened to me once.
Mm-hmm. Not that I had any, he says. I've done the root canal thing, never again. Even though I listened to Tom's appearance on JRE while the root was being canaled. I'm back to twice a year. I couldn't be happier. These porcelain toothaches feel great and look great. Please come to Kansas City so I can see my main mommies in person. Distance only makes the heart grow fonder. Piss on me and beat me, Kevin.
Piss on me, beat me, try
it's
it
a really
out.
Nice way to sign off for everybody.
F all the haters.
Yeah. Just so people know, I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but there will be a new, and I quote new, bit of merchandise next week. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a little hint.
Try it out.
But it'll be out there, so very exciting.
And that one's good because it's not dirty.
No,
I mean not
anybody
that,
can
try it out.
Yeah, you can say it. It's like it can be whatever you
it
want
doesn't
it to.
Say,
it
doesn't
somebody beat me.
Doesn't say that.
It's like a work friendly shirt. It's like a Friday shirt.
Yeah, it's just like it you listen to podcasts. You know what you should do?
Try it out.
Yeah. It's very life affirming.
Yeah,
positive.
Yeah. So, but anyways, we're huge, huge advocates of dental care, and that's why we do this segment. I want you to get on me about making this. No, I got to make this appointment. I've been talking about it.
When's the last time you had a cleaning?
That's been about 6 months, probably 8 months now, actually. So you're supposed to go every 6 months.
We should go before our baby jeans arrives, because you know.
Well, yeah, no, that'd be months more. No, I need to make the appointment now. Yeah. I need to make it now. I've been in and out. I go back to the A to shoot more scenes.
Oh, God.
But when I'm done with that triple gangbang, I'll get back and I'd like to get my toofies cleaned.
You got it. Yeah, you got to do it when you've got a stretch of time at home, because you never know what they're going to find, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Good for you.
All right, guys, get your teeth looked at. Mm-mm. You want to see some wild shit?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, who also Dr. Drew could give an evaluation on.
Okay, I'll put that on the list.
Goes into Burger King.
Burger King.
And he kind of starts some shit.
Spray that shit, bitch. Come on over here fast. Bitch, want some fucking shit? You ain't got shit, bitch.
Now look at that though. Oh, so he is talking shit, knocking shit off the counter, and I think he just pushed a register off the counter.
Oh,
that's a pretty aggressive move.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's pretty aggressive.
Hey, in the back. The fuck? I promise. Put your hands on me. You ain't
got
shit off you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
He clocked him hard.
Get out of the way, honey.
Oh. He's got a thing on his leg, like a brace, too. Yeah. He's being all aggressive.
I know. That dude just clocked him hard.
Yeah, good. Well, he needed it.
Okay,
he needs to calm the fuck down.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
You're standing on his head.
Yeah, he's got a good reason to, though. Jesus Christ. Come on, get up. Get up. Get up. I say stay on that fucker's head.
Did you hear
head.
What she said?
No.
She said, get up, I'm going to tase his ass.
Yeah, she should. Good for her. Crazy motherfucker. Good.
Be careful. Hey.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's out of control.
Oh.
Shit. I'm not about
somebody
a face slap.
Just came. Oh, she just kicked him again.
Yeah, I don't know how funny this is, Tom. What part's funniest to you? Where he's getting tased or kicked?
Just that he's getting it because he deserves it. He went in there and started some shit.
He does.
And then stranger, like that guy that just came in and slapped him doesn't work there. He's just a patron that was like, oh, I can get in a slap too. So she just, first of all, it's one thing if you act out and then like that first guy punched him because he shoved him first. It's like, all right, now he's laying on the ground and someone's like, hold on, I'm gonna tase him. Like, he's already down. So she goes to tase him and then she gets in a little tase and then this guy comes in and
just
gets
to slap him.
And she just kicked and tased again. Oof.
Oh. I do think the slap was unnecessary, the head slap.
It was a bonus slap.
He didn't need that at that point.
Not entirely, but you can justify it for sure.
I definitely think the taser was good. That was a good move on her part. Tase his dumbass. Good girl, get him again. This guy's out of his fucking mind. Yeah, get out of there, asshole. Good for them. Yeah, defend yourself.
Oh, look, and he has something out. This is his. This thing here at the end, he just grabbed something there.
Oh, my God.
Something like he parked there. Can you see what it is?
I don't know, like a wheelchair or a little wheelie thing. He's got like a scoot for his leg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scoots. This motherfucker has a scoot
and he's
starting
talking shit in Burger King.
He's crazy.
Wow. That's pretty wild. Yeah.
Well,
I love
fucking
it.
Fucking dipshit.
That was great.
Starting some shit.
That made my day.
I don't know if I feel the same way, but...
Really?
I just wish he hadn't done that in the first place, I guess.
I mean, you know, you go into Burger King. Someone says you go into Burger King on one leg, yelling, push it off the counter, start talking shit, get in people's faces, how do you think it's going to go?
Right.
Like, is that a good idea? I'd be like, you know.
That'd be so retarded.
I don't think I would do that, you know. So.
He's definitely starting some shit. He's
definitely starting some shit.
Crazy person.
Yeah. That's completely unnecessary.
Well, good for them. They defended themselves. That guy could have gone way crazier too, man.
Somebody wrote to us. At least he didn't
have a gun or something.
You want to answer that?
Why don't dogs have to wipe? I have a question for you, mommies. Why do dogs not have to wipe their ass after pooping, but humans do? Justin from Portland.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know because I actually think our dogs need a wiping sometimes because we've actually had to wipe Bitsy's pooper after a shit. So they kind of do sometimes. I'm guessing because their glands, their anal glands are stronger maybe.
That's what it is.
And they're able to pinch it. It
really comes off right.
Yeah. But like I've said, we've had the butt stamp on several pieces of furniture in this house. So it's, remember Fifi used to do it a lot back in Redondo. We had a carpet that I got from like some cheapy place, IKEA or something. It was covered in dog shit.
Hey, that means my brother, sister-in-law, and I were wondering what you thought about which of a conjoined twin pair would have to push to poo. I'm personally horrified by even entertaining the subject, but I'm sure we are not the only curious ones about the question. I mean, Mommy Tina tore it up in SLC. Best show I've ever seen at Wise Guys ever. Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Brad Moore.
Well, that's an interesting question. They're saying...
Who initiates the push?
When they're conjoined. But from what I've seen from the interviews with conjoined twins, all those questions about who does what, it's one of the phenomenons of what happens. It's neither one. They both do it at the same time.
So you're telling me they both feel the urge to shit?
Yeah, and they both just... It's the same, like, how do you know which leg to put in front? Like, who goes first? It just happens automatically. Yeah.
So there's some things like you just have an automatic body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they share those organs.
And then who initiates masturbation?
That's the same thing. It's like I feel like coming and the other one's like me too. And then they just go for it. Yeah. Some of those hoes are married.
Those co-joined?
Yeah. Those co-joined thoughts are married. Yeah.
Thoughts. So stupid. That's an old one. Even I know that one. That's silly.
Yeah, it's true.
They are married, you think so?
No, they are.
One of them's married and the other one's not.
I think two of them got married.
How the fuck? So that guy marries both of them then?
No, you're not marrying one.
Oh,
no,
you
married one.
No.
Yeah.
And then when she's just along for the whole marriage, right?
Yeah, of course. That's how they live their life.
That's terrible. So what if she doesn't want to be married to that guy because she's married to that guy too?
No, they both have their own husbands.
Oh, God, you're just blowing my mind
right now. Yeah.
So they all say goodnight, 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 goodnight.
And then those guys end up being like, hey, man, all the time.
Who's going to fuck her? But do they have one vagina or two?
One. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So the guys take turns. Yeah. It's like my night.
Yeah.
It's my night. Ew.
Sometimes they go in there together.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
It's like a Peyton Lafferty bit. Yeah, they do.
She doesn't do DPs. I didn't see that.
She doesn't?
Is that a DP? Double vag.
I'm sure our audience will inform us of whether or not she's done a DP.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of experts out there. I can hear them typing right now.
Peyton has, in fact, done a DP. It was released March 8th, 2010.
Guys, get your information straight. You guys are not fact-checking on this. Yeah,
Peyton
we know.
Thing, we need to know the truth.
Oh,
we want to get down to the real story.
Peyton Lafferty. Was she Irish?
Peyton Lafferty. And I am a ball hog.
I am Peyton Lafferty.
I am Peyton Lafferty, and I'm a ball hog.
It's too bad she's in retirement.
Yeah.
I feel like we just boosted her career, you know what I mean?
I know. I would have her in studio just to talk about it.
To talk about that clip that day, how'd that feel to be a ball hog?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Was it funny to you when they told you about the, you know?
I mean, those poor women, because the dumb things they have to say, and men, actually. There's all these silly things. I mean, you got to be able to sell those stupid dialogue, just like on any, you know, TV show or thing
Come on,
doing.
Sniff those balls, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's all part of showbiz.
How about this? What's up, Mr. High and Mrs. Tight? Big old fan of both of you. Notice y'all burp sometimes on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. For as long as I can remember, I rarely burp. I've tried many times.
Please.
Friends have described how to do it and nothing. I can't drink a lot of beer at a time because of it. I just get full. When it happens, what happens is I will burp maybe once or twice a month. And even then, they are always puny little wimpy burps. This means The odds of me being blessed with a double pipe classic, extremely rare. It makes me sad. Now, when it comes to farts, oh my God, do I fart a lot.
That's
my gut is a toxic waste plant. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know. Keep up the good work. Gene, salute. Jake. Well, yeah, I think you just nailed it, right?
Yeah, so, it's going down instead of going up.
It never goes up for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'd
be sad in a world without burps.
Well, I know somebody very dear to me, very close to me, who can't burp either. It's a girl. And I've tried for years. Been like,
what's her tit situation like?
I won't go there.
Okay.
But I've tried training her. We tried soda. I've tried. There's different things you can do. You can force the burp. I'll say a B.
Okay.
But you can't suck in the air. You can train yourself to burp that way. Mm-hmm. See, I just did that on command. I can do
but
that.
This guy says he drinks a soda and nothing happens.
What happens is he farts.
So it's choosing
to go down.
But do you think that's like, what is going on in this person's body where that happens? It's just the way they're built?
Yeah, that sounds like it. I mean, I don't burp as much now that I'm pregnant. I think because I have so much acid reflux happening and I don't want to burp. Look at you. You just did that.
That would have made his whole year.
Wow.
Maybe it just did.
I think some people are more inclined to be burpy than others.
Yeah.
It's a gift. It's a genetic blessing.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. You can train. I mean, you have to suck up the air. Have you tried sucking it up from your stomach? Like, I just did that.
Yeah, I don't understand. I just did that. Swallow more air and then.
But the swallowing, it's not. He said that he swallows the air. It's bringing it up into sound that's causing him trouble.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know how to teach it though. I feel like it's, yeah.
There's just some things that you just know in life. You know.
Mm. I agree.
It's an innate skill, guys.
It just is. Yeah. It's just not your calling.
No, next lifetime.
All right, anything else, Gene?
No.
All right.
How about you, Gene?
I'm good.
Yeah.
We've got to wrap it up.
Okay, let's go finish our John Paul Getty movie.
Okay. All right.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
So stupid, huh?
Okay. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to the show.
Jeans.
See you next time.
I think this is Charlie Huntington. Woo! Yeah, it's starting. Oh, my God!
Rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, rock.
Dirty bitch.
Free food, free rent, and everything else, man. You have a deal, man. Men from jail, homeless, ill. You're a thug, wanna come move in? Hey, Frank can move you too, man. If you wanna move in, you can move in, but you gotta fuck me. Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me up.
Rock, 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 rock.
Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me up.
Rock, 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 rock.
Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me up.
Fuck!
Sniff that one.
Machines worth in, machines worth in. Got a gun. Remember gun. Machines worth in, machines worth in. T16, 100%. Machines worth in, machines worth in. And make my rap, and make my rap. Butts on the floor, butts on the floor. Machines worth in, machines worth in.
Son of a.
Rock, 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 rock.